This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Bert, I've got great news. Truck driver, the guy with the dog food that you saw, he was in Canada. They threatened to...
I saw him on TV.
Yeah, they threatened to arrest him, so he pulled his rig and he dropped off the load, and I was able to get 15 bags of Purina beef flavored red bag, 55 pounds per bag dog food for Morgan and Mercedes and DB Cooper and Tara Bull. That's her first name is Tara, her last name is Bull, so we just call her Terrible. And
well,
she
is. That's just great, Vince, because I was a little concerned because I saw him on the newscast. He was in the background, and it looked like he was bartering some Purina in return for some diesel fuel.
Well, yeah, and so some of it, I guess, made it to Sam's Club, and I'm all excited because I was able to get it. They overcharged me for it, and now I'm doing battle trying to get a refund. And I almost have, I got to tell you, everything is broken. Everything. Nothing is working right. I bought 10 infrared 125-watt bulbs. Delivery, curbside delivery, put them in the back of the vehicle, get them home. Three of them are broken. The rattling in the boxes. So I find out when I get home, doesn't the guy who picks them up go, I think something's wrong with this? Sounds like broken glass in this box. No, they don't do that anymore. Everything's broken, Bert. So I'm all excited. Update on the market, update on 5G, big tech spying, and how the White House computer network was hacked. That's on schedule for today.
And Vince, talking about food, just real quick, I was going to go to this restaurant to have dinner last night, and my friend said, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Are you serious?
No, but it's the new Bert with the Yogi quote every Friday.
Okay. All right.
So the stock market. So I got to tell you, boy, it's everything we said. And again, we're not giving advice to our class. We're just saying how we see it and what we're doing ourselves. But market continues to crash, rotation, oil stocks hitting all-time highs, pretty much everything else down. And Kathy Wood, who we talked about, and you can Google the list of her stocks. We would avoid every one of them. She was on CNBC for half an hour yesterday, and it was kind of sad because she's a bright gal, she's cheerful, but she's doubling down. She says she has most of her net worth in her fund herself, and she's putting more money in it. And I'm thinking, man, it's there's something about human nature when you're in denial because you've done so well the last few years, and all of a sudden, what you've been doing, you can't recognize that things have changed. It's very hard to do. In fact, it'd probably be surprising if she could do that. But she just went on giving all these gobbledygook about how this company is undervalued and how, citing all these metrics. And in the whole half hour, she missed the most important thing. The most important thing was these stocks were wildly overvalued by any metric you can put out there. price to sales, price to earnings, if there were earnings. Most of these companies had no earnings. No matter how you look at it, they were overvalued, and those things changed. That doesn't last forever. Remember the dot-com meltdown in 2000? That lasted for years, and many of those companies went out of business. So she was in denial. I felt sorry for her. And finally, the announcer said, Kathy, look, I mean, this is a show where millions of people are watching it. They've put their money in your fund, and now they're losing money. And you're telling them to buy more? I mean, are you sure you want to say that? I mean, these are people that have their life savings at stake. And she gave kind of a talk-around answer to that. But it was kind of sad because she can't admit that the algorithms and the metrics she used to have her fund do so well over the past 3 years, up until a few months ago, does not work anymore. In fact, things usually go in reverse. They usually overcorrect. So I'm not going to say they're going to become undervalued, but those stocks are still wildly overvalued. Another one missed earnings last night, Roku, great company. I know the founder. He's a great guy. But the company wildly overvalued. So that's crashing today. Of course, we've talked about Facebook being way down. Tesla, great company, great car. I admire Elon Musk. But even he admits his stock is grossly overpriced. So there's an update, and it's continued this week and continued today, Vince.
Your admiration for Elon Musk is only balanced by my negative feelings about Elon Musk. I despise him. So, Ed, your positive feelings, my negative feelings, and we get a zero.
I had to say that because
think he is doing more damage than... Well, he's right up there with Bill Gates, but he's doing a lot of damage. His cars are crashing into nouns, people, places, and things. But you mentioned Kathy Wood. And the only thing I can think of, as you described that, is her individual greed is so great that since she is in the positions with these stocks that she's recommending, the only thing I can think of is that she's trying to pump them up so she can get out at least with a little bit of what she invested.
You know, I don't think that's what it is, Vince. You know, I think she's just in denial, totally in denial. I mean, If she really understood it and really got it, she would not be putting more money into those stocks. Now, I don't know how her fund is called ARK Innovation EFT. I'm not sure how it works, but I'm guessing it's closed end. So she really, if people are pulling their money out, and they are, she can't really buy any more. In fact, she probably has to liquidate. And here's one for you. There's actually a gentleman, and I don't have his name offhand, who put together a short fund that shorts every one of her 50 stocks. And that fund is doing outrageously well. It's almost exactly tracking. I mean, there's some arbitrage and commissions and so or however involved. But it's like, 98% negative correlation. And they even brought that up to her, and, she just said, well, people can do whatever they want, and it makes no sense because there's no algorithms involved, and he's just, basing this on what? And the announcer said, well, I hate to say this, Kathy, but he's basing it on you, that you're making bad judgments. So you're right. There's no algorithms or market calculations or anything. He's just literally shorting the 50 stocks that you own based on the fact that he thinks you're making a huge error now, and he's going 100% opposite of what you're doing. And she couldn't really answer that. So, yeah, it's funny, Vince, the stock market is a lot about human being and human emotion. It's not all economics and mathematics and numbers. There's a lot of human emotion involved.
My parents had a dinner party many, many years ago, back in the 1960s. And there was a friend of the family, a friend of my parents, who was a broker in Wall Street. And I believe he actually had a fraction of a seat on the New York Stock Exchange. And he made some wrong plays, and literally he broke down in tears at this dinner party because it looked like he lost everything. And very, very sad situation. So in my world, the market, I'm talking about the stock markets, to me is a gambler's paradise because I'm not an insider. I don't have the inside information that a Hillary Clinton would, where you could take $1,000 and turn it into $100,000 in a week or a month, as she did. Literally, she did, class. So I don't have that information. And I'm not a Martha Stewart, and I don't have the information that she had to turn a little bit of money into a lot of money. So to me, it's a gambler's paradise. The information, the accounting information is not necessarily true. Liars figure, figures lie, etc. So I'm not in it, Bert. And I know you've done very well. I'm just not in it. I just get behind the tractor and go around in circles.
Yeah, and just for class to tell them how Hillary did so well. Her money was being managed by a firm that was running commodity trades, and let's say they would do 50 trades during the day. But what would happen is those trades were for the manager's own account, and all he did was take the 5 best trades or 10 best trades and say, oh, I did these for Hillary, and take the other 40 or 90 trades and spread them out amongst his other clients. So that's how she did so well in the commodities market back then. But I think that dwarfs in terms of some of the later, investments that she made. Anyway, getting on to the next topic of 5G, not really a lot to add. Nothing's happened, so we can be grateful for that. But I guess we can say Vince, let me ask you this, and I've asked you before, but when you think of all the issues you have, you know, on the farm, within your friends and everything else, do you ever have anybody that says, man, I just need more data bandwidth on my cell phone? I mean,
I was just thinking we need more customers. No. We don't need more bandwidth.
Yeah.
We need less bandwidth. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking if we ever put a roof on this house, it's going to be a metal roof to shield us a little bit from Elon Musk's 30,000 more satellites that he wants to put in space.
Well, I mean, basically, think about your greater community when you're having lunch downtown Springfield and people are just sitting at the table talking about whatever. Do you ever overhear anyone saying, man, I just need more bandwidth on my cell phone? So, I mean, that's what they're saying. They put ads on TV. You've seen them. Oh, I got to get 5G. I got to get all these features. But really, it doesn't add anything to your phone. But what's happening to bring that additional bandwidth, they're taking over more and more of the frequency spectrum. And I agree, a lot of that spectrum probably is not being used as much as maybe it could be. But with all the lobbying power and that the 5G and really the cellular telephone industry, CTIA, all their lobbying power, they get the FCC to assign more and more frequencies. And that's what's causing the interference problem, because these are generally higher power transmitters on towers, and they're interfering with frequencies that are near to them. And that's the crux of the interference problem that we're having. So,
I'm looking for less electromagnetic radiation in my world. Bert's with us. We'll be
life
right back.
Can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert, I just wanted to mention this. So, the Washington Free Beacon, or freebeacon.com, had an article in 2017. And it said that Chelsea Clinton's husband, Mark Mizvinsky, shuttered his hedge fund a month after mother-in-law Hillary Clinton was dealt her crushing election defeat. So he had a hedge fund, and it looked like it was going to be okay. It was called Eagle Vale. That's his firm, Mizvinsky's firm. Chelsea Clinton's husband's firm, or the son-in-law, Mark Mizvinsky of Hillary Clinton, shut down his hedge fund. And as I read years ago, he lost about 90% of the funds invested in his hedge fund. So here's the thing. Here's a situation where he shut it down right after his mother-in-law, who was interested in becoming president of the United States. She suffered a defeat, and the hedge fund collapses. So it sounds to me like being part of that hedge fund is being involved in influence at the highest level of the United States of America. Any comments about that, Bert?
Well, Vince, you make it look like we need, $1,000-an-hour detectives to figure that out. It's so obvious. I mean, what about the Clinton Foundation? They were getting millions and millions of dollars of donation from all over, including, by the way, Ukraine, but from all over. And that's nearly been shut down. I know it's been scaled back tremendously. It's barely in existence. pointing out. I mean, it's just awful the way things get done like that. And you know, we have laws on the books to prevent that. But how do you prove? I mean, we all know what's happening, but how do you prove when somebody donates $1 million to the Clinton Foundation that they really, really care about giving more polio vaccines in Africa or stopping water warming off the coast of Australia? I mean, how do you really know? How do you prove anything? You can't, right? But you know exactly why it's being given and what it's for, and nothing gets done about it.
And, you know, here's how money goes to influence people in politics. Class, one of the things that happens is money is donated to a foundation. You don't give it to the politician. You give it to the foundation. And the foundation becomes the personal checking account of the politician. So it's indirect. Hunter Biden sold, according to the New York Post, 5 paintings at $75,000 apiece. Now, who would buy his paintings? We don't even know if he painted his paintings. They might have been painted by somebody else. He might have put his name on them. And so that's another way that money goes to politicians, through selling paintings. Another way is through book advances. So you get a guy like Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, who used to be CEO of USA. Well, he got a book advance, enormous amounts of money. That's another way that money goes to politicians. So just a couple different ways. And so if you think that these guys are not on the take, politicians in general, I think you're mistaken. So, Bert, back to the main topics of today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spying?
Let me throw you out another hypothetical. Have you ever thought about what your life would be like if you couldn't post on Facebook anymore?
It's great, because I don't.
Well, there you have it. So that's another people don't realize. You know, when you look around and, you know, I went to an Amway meeting once and I looked around to try and figure out, you know, who were the salespeople and who was the mark. When you look around like that and you can't figure it out, you're the mark. So in terms of Facebook, you're the customer. You're the you know, what they're taking data from. It's your data, your buying habits, your personal habits, your life, your friends, everything you do in life. You're the person getting taken advantage of. You know, it's not free. They're mining you on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So, class, dump Facebook. Or, if you need Facebook to go to Facebook Marketplace, just select an image of your favorite actor or actress at a distance so it's kind of fuzzy, and say that's you and make up a fake name.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has arrived in Poland to meet with our NATO ally Friday. The discussions will be around Russia and its warmongering against Ukraine. President Biden Thursday on the tarmac.
They have not moved any of the troops out. They've moved more troops in, number one. Number two, We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken at the United Nations.
The stakes go far beyond Ukraine. This is a moment of peril.
It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia. The invented discovery of a mass grave. A staged drone strike against civilians. Or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Special Counsel John Durham's findings have been submitted to a federal court. The report shows links between Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and illegal spying on President Trump. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney of New York on Newsmax.
And Devin Nunes was talking about this years ago, and then we said, well, now we've got to do another investigation. We've got to wait for the Durham report. Well, the Durham report is out. This isn't President Trump and Fox or Newsmax. This is the Durham report, a special prosecutor that was put in place to investigate the origins of this phony Russia collusion story. It's time for Hillary to be prosecuted. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen until the Republicans take over the presidency, because insiders in the Biden administration, like Jake Sullivan and others that you cite, Merrick Garland, a weak attorney general, is not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. He's a partisan. He's a hack. And he's someone who's going to let this go by the wayside. When we take back the House and we can investigate, and as you know, the Republicans and actually the House committees, we can put testimony up, but we can't prosecute. We have to win the presidency in 2024, and the American people want accountability. Yes, this is the worst scandal in American history when it comes to spying and using the most powerful reins of power in our national government. It's an embarrassment. And I agree with President Trump. It makes Watergate look like a joke.
It should be noted Hillary Clinton was discounted from the Watergate investigation in 1974 for lying. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Reminds me of that bumper sticker. If you heard the news, Hillary for prison. Class, if you want to contact me, usaprepares@outlook.com. I enabled that email address so you could find me, usaprepares, usaprepares at outlook.com. So if you want to get in touch with one of our instructors or have one of our instructors or one of your instructors contact you, you can use that same email address. Let me know what you want to do. It goes to me. I'll read it, and I'll forward on your comments, questions, concerns, etc. usaprepares@outlook.com. Bert's with us. Charles in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're well in the class.
I really enjoyed your program on Tuesday, I think it was. Heard a lot of that information before, but, well, small parts of it, but you went into it with great specificity.
What specifically are you discussing? What parts?
Where you were talking about how they had put hardware inside the chip and they had software to activate it, to activate the, your computer.
Yeah, that was Monday, off. Charles.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, I don't have the computer experience anywhere near what you gentlemen do, but I've never bought a new computer. All my computers have been donated, but I have bought new smartphones, and I even have some service on one of them. I did some voicemail, but what I use them for is, like, I can go to the library, I can download USA Preparers, and I can listen to it while I do other things. But they go to great lengths to try and get you to put an email address and participate in the system or the cage they're building for us. But I remember the president's analyst. I haven't seen it recently. I did want to rewatch it, but the thing I took away from it was where the phone company wanted to implant phones in our head. And I remember that from my youth, and I do. It has aided me in becoming paranoid, but I think that we should all realize that this is nothing new, that governments, corporations, individuals all want to know what we think. And I was hoping, not even today, but maybe if Bert gets a chance, he could comment on how Google does predictive programming and how they use the information they collect to, like, model us and know our reactions to things going to happen, like the riots.
Charles, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about in just a minute.
Oh, well, maybe I'll let you go.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling, Charles. Charles is a USA Preparers instructor in Ohio. Charles, thank you. Bert, back to spying.
By the way, I try to use nothing from Google. You can usually get around, in fact, doing or not doing just that. You don't have to use their web browser. You don't have to use any software. Every now and then, there's some company where I have to communicate with that are using some Google tools, so I load it in my computer and then try and delete it. It's sometimes when you try and get some software programs, they put the Google web browser into it, and you gotta work really hard to uncheck a box. But because of what Charles said, I personally, and I would say probably good for most people, just avoid anything from Google. You don't have to use it. Now, unfortunately, we're going to talk about the Intel Management Engine, and that is something that you can't avoid, and it's very sad. But Vince, we talked about it a little bit on Monday, but we've done some more research, and we're going to continue that topic now. But Intel Management Engine is something that's in every Intel-based computer. And I used to think, you know, and Vince, probably like you, I, you know, would build my own computers. You know, you buy a motherboard and a CPU, and you know, you put on whatever BIOS was appropriate for that motherboard. And I used to think when I didn't load in the software for Intel Management Engine that it was disabled, because I was always suspicious what the heck it was doing. But it turns out even if you don't put in that software, the Intel Management Engine is still running inside your computer. That software just helps you see some of those things, but it doesn't in any way keep it from working or disable it if you don't load that software in when you're setting up a new computer.
Okay, Clausen, what Bert is saying is the IME, or Intel Management Engine, is software and hardware built into the central processing unit. It accesses every communication. It accesses memory. It accesses the hard drive. It accesses the network card. It accesses the communications. And your passwords, your files, your microphone, your camera can all be turned on siphoned, monitored, listened to, recorded without your knowledge. And the only way to stop it, the only way to stop it is to have your computer powered off. But I don't think that applies to laptop computers because they have a battery that's always connected. So even if you push the button on the front of your computer to shut it off, it's still connected. If you've got Wi-Fi, it's communicating. If you've got an Ethernet cable, it's communicating. The only thing you can do is physically do the equivalent. Oh boy, what a bunch of interruptions I'm getting as I discuss this. I'm seeing, I'm being chopped up as the broadcast goes out. The only thing you can do is unplug your computer, unplug it, and that only applies to desktop and tower computers.
Yeah, or I know on my PCs there's generally a switch on the power supply. You turn that switch off, then that generally will have the same effect as pulling the power plug. It's scary, Vince, because, and I didn't know this until we started researching it the last couple of weeks here and some news had come out on it, but, Vince, the Intel Management Engine can send messages over network. It can send and receive network packets even if your operating system is protected by a firewall. It can bypass that and send network packets and receive network packets. It has complete access to your TCP IP stack. So that's basically your internet protocol. It has full access. It's basically a computer inside a computer, and it's been in every Intel processor for, probably about at least 15 years, maybe 20 years. And it's so scary that's been spying on us. And, you know, in the old days, how you grew up, Vince, you didn't really care because we were patriotic. We figured, the government's looking out for us and they wouldn't spy on us and they're just looking for our overseas enemies. But what's come out lately is they're almost in business for themselves. It's just so crazy. And so who knows who has access to this or who's controlling it. But the other scary thing about it, Vince, is this: hackers have figured out how to use it. So not only does who knows who in the government have access to it, but hackers have access to it. And because of the way it was configured, it's very hard for Intel to build patches to prevent hackers from getting in the same way that the NSA or whoever was trying to get into it to use computers. So now you had asked, do Apple computers have it? And I'm getting conflicting answers. Some people say Apple computers have it. Some say they don't. For sure, Apple computers based on Intel CPUs have it. No question about that. But a lot of Apple computers are not based on Intel CPUs. And do they have it? Well, they don't have literally the Intel Management Engine because there's no Intel processor. But do they have something else? I think at this point, I'm not sure. And we'll continue researching that.
So the word to the wise is if you have a router and you want to make sure information doesn't get out from your house, you shut your router off. You unplug it. Or you hook it up to a surge protector or a power switch, and you just shut that off. You don't have to have your router running 24 hours a day. Shut it off at night and save that electromagnetic radiation from blasting you throughout the night. So unplug or shut off your router. Unplug or use a hard power switch to shut off the power to your computers. Now, as far as the notebook, the only thing I can think of is to shut off the router because the notebook has a battery power supply. Bert, your comments?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. So just to reiterate, and I know we're repeating ourselves, if you turn the power button on your computer off and you think your computer is off, the Intel Management Engine is still running. It's actually still active. When you can have your computer in hibernate or turned off, and it is still running. Now, another thing you can do is pull your network card out, and it's probably not able to power up your wireless card if your computer is off, because that's a separate card that PCI card plugged into your motherboard. So if you were getting out on wireless, you're probably okay. But if you have a wired Ethernet connection, it can be talking over that Ethernet, even if your power switch is turned off. That's what's scary about it.
So we're talking about two kinds of power switches, class, here. Actually, three. One, in our computers in our farm, we have a surge protector with an on-off switch. Okay? It goes click when you press it. You know that the power is disconnected. It's equivalent of unplugging the surge protector. When that gets unplugged, it's the equivalent of unplugging your computer. The only way, and I know we're repeating, repeating, the only way that you can protect yourself for sure from the Intel management engine or the AMD equivalent of it or an Apple computer with the equivalent, the only way is to unplug it. And if you have wireless connection in your house or business, unplug the router, the wireless router. That's the only way. That's the only way. And so, Bert, I got to tell you, Rich Sheban and I have been talking for years about this, and we say, how, you know, when we talk about certain things, we get interrupted. I get taken off the air, absolutely shut down.
Yeah.
Because I would send myself emails. I would send myself emails, you know, the night before or, and it would be on my computer. I'd write myself notes. People could read my notes through the Intel management engine of old Dell computers and know what I'm going to talk about if I choose to talk about the things in my notes. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to give them a heads up.
Yep.
So we are being spied on by Facebook, by Apple, by Microsoft, by our credit cards, by Netflix, by Facebook. From above with satellites, from the Wi-Fi connected cameras, from your neighbor's Zoom doorbell. We're being spied on every which way you can think of, including our vehicles that have GPS tracking. They know where we're going, what we're buying, who we see, facial recognition. They've got us in a box. And the only way you can get away from it, class, it's to get out of Dodge, get away from the cameras, don't have an Echo or Facebook or any of these software applications, these social media applications. You got to dump them all. No kidding.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, don't believe anything you hear on USA Preparers or any other media outlet. But here is something from Wikipedia. Do your own research is what I'm saying. Wikipedia, quote, Intel Management Engine. You can look up Intel Management Engine. So, quote, Intel Management Engine is also known as Intel Manageability Engine, is an autonomous subsystem that has been incorporated in virtually all of Intel's processor chipsets since 2008. It is located in the platform controller hub of modern Intel motherboards. The Intel Management Engine always runs as long as the motherboard is receiving power, even when the computer is turned off. The issue can be mitigated with the deployment of a hardware device which is able to disconnect the main power. End quote. What that says is this thing, if you have your computer plugged in, this thing is running. It's autonomous. It's not dependent on anything else. It runs all by itself. And it's in all Intel's processors since 2008. And it might even be in other processors. Now, AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, has theirs. And theirs is very similar in design. So pretty much any processor you have probably has this Intel Management Engine or its equivalent. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so it's just scary. And so, Vince, real quick, on the news, everybody's heard about what just came down with a person being indicted for, well, officially it's not giving proper information to the FBI, but some of the background notes that got released with that indictment basically says that that Donald Trump was being spied on not only during his campaign but in the White House, and you wonder how did that happen. So what it looks like, and the facts are just coming out, and this should scare anybody, it looks like the Democratic Party hired an individual working for a company that was under contract for the White House to maintain their computer network. So they hired this person. they said, you know, it's very patriotic for you to help us because we're going to uncover Donald Trump being directed by the Kremlin as to what he's doing and all the Russian collusion. So this guy spied on the White House, knew how to get into the computer network to sniff the packets, to actually get in to the data. And they couldn't necessarily look at every message per se, but what they could see is who was communicating, what type of devices, cell phones, regular phones, laptops, desktops, what types of messages were being sent. And really, there was nothing to Russia. I mean, there's always a few things, right? This person did it. They were paid by, it looks like, the Democratic Party through this corrupt law firm, and they told the guy who did it, who he's either going to cooperate or he's going to be in jail. They told him he was being patriotic because he was helping uncover that Trump was working with the Russians. So I guess there's more going to come out, but they wonder how did they do it. So the short answer, Vince, is they did it because they hired a guy working for a company that was already under contract with the White House. So I guess that says be careful who you hire as your network consultants who maybe you think are helping with your computer for antivirus. They might be working for your competitor on the side. That's scary in itself as well.
As I talked about this, I talked around it, and I said you have to be very careful who you trust, including your own family. And I wasn't kidding, and I'm thinking that I also need to write a book, which I think should become a blockbuster movie about a situation that I was very, very close to, where an inside job has almost taken down an entire family. And literally, I think I need to write that book, too. So I'm going to be real busy when I'm not going around in circles behind the wheel of a tractor here at the
farm. Was that your family, Vince?
But... What are you asking me?
Was that your family that was almost taken down?
I'd rather not say at this point.
Okay, sure. No, that's fine. Yeah, so I'm not saying be paranoid of everything, but I guess you just have to be skeptical. You know, two rules that I always believe in, you know, it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true, and there's no free lunch, and so that helps build some skepticism. But when you think you've hired a company that's there to protect your network and your antivirus and put in all the right protocols to make sure your computer isn't hacked, and then it turns out on the side they're working for your competitor.
And how often have we said, in even in the 90s class, that, geez, I wonder if the antivirus people are working with the virus people, and the virus people are, or the antivirus people are having the virus people create new viruses so they can sell more antivirus software. How often have we said that?
Yeah, probably the same hackers.
Well, since... Yeah.
Same hackers going back
exactly
and forth.
That's exactly right. I really believe that. Bert, thank you so much for being with us and spending your time. Greg, of course, thank you for spending your time with us. Class will be back with you on Monday. I'm looking forward to spending some time in class with Dr. Sheely, and I know you are as well.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendo.